This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Next guest this evening is the starting linebacker and one of the best in South Florida on his way to North Carolina State. Calvin Hart Jr. joins us. Calvin, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. This is exciting. I mean, this is. You guys are the rulers of the universe. You're 26 straight games. This is amazing. I watched you the last couple weeks. I said before, I thought, you know, nothing, taking away nothing from Baker County, but it's going to be hard to believe that the Baker County is going to be anywhere near Immokalee and Cardinal Gibbons, because those were two very good teams, and they tested you, and what great games for football in the area. And you tell me about this. I mean, tell me what the feeling is going into Friday's game. You guys have to be just overjoyed.
Oh, we really are. We're very overjoyed. Mm-hmm. It's a great feeling going to state championship once again, being able to compete for a state championship. It's a great feeling for a senior playing football this year. A lot of people in South Florida not being able to play football right now, I'm just blessed to be able to play.
And, I mean, the last 2 weeks have been crazy. I mean, great games. 2 weeks ago, everybody had the shovels out and digging your hole, and all of a sudden you came back, took the 14-point lead. Gibbons tied it, went into overtime, classic game. And last week, Immokalee wouldn't quit. Tough team. They came at you with an old teammate who did his damage for the game. But it's got to be, you know, I mean, the practices this week, because of the fact that you've been there before, this school is won four state championships or three state championships in the last 5 years, 4 or 5 years. And the winning attitude has been there. The professionalism has been there. But for the younger kids and for the transfers that hadn't been through this, how do they deal? How do you guys tell them? What do you talk to them about? Because, I mean, I know you could get overwhelmed once you get on that field.
You can. And since the start of the season, since summer workouts, Coach Mike, we always have a lot of recruits coming in and a lot of new players coming in. So we always tell them we got a standard here, and we set a standard. And when you come and play here, you can't just play baby football. Like, you're coming here to play, and we're going to compete for a state championship.
I mean, in games like the other night, I mean, you win because you put more of the effort into it. You guys are like 100%, I know, year-round. Your high-level kids are always, like yourself, are always doing something to get better. I mean, and I think probably your program, better than anybody, Calvin, is the fact that iron does sharpen iron, because look at the competition you guys have to have in practice. I mean, no one's getting away from Schwartz. Miles is like going to run what he does, and you guys are going to stop everybody, and it must be a war in practice. Talk about that.
Every practice, we're going against the best of the best. Like, every day is competition, everybody wants to get better. Yeah. So basically, going against Miles, you already know you're going to have to – you better break down. You read it right now, because he got the shakes and Schwartz. He's the fastest man in the country.
I'm telling you, he is the ultimate weapon. It's like if you need him, you pull him out of your pocket and he's ready to go. Because I'm telling you, then great play calling last week, right after halftime. Everybody, including Immokalee, you, me, and everyone in the stands knew Miles was going to get it, and he didn't. And your quarterback goes 60-something yards, untouched, amazing. I mean, that is why American Heritage is what they are, and great play calling, great athletes. You have to have a quarterback that can run like that. And you go against this offense. It's a dynamic offense. Talk about that if you can.
It's really going against the offense coordinator that we have. He has one of the best playbooks that I know, and going against them every day, and their dynamic and them getting better from the course of the season, it's just been great to see that.
Yeah,
and they've been getting better going against us, and we've been getting better going against them.
No doubt. Calvin Hart Jr. joining us, North Carolina State commit. Talk about that, because that's exciting. That's ACC. That's getting to play against some really good competition. Tremendous coach up there and a great program.
Yeah, when I visited North Carolina State, it really felt like home. And once my parents had they had a good vibe with the coaches and of North Carolina, and it's a great city.
Yeah, it is. It's a great area. I mean, and it's a tremendous conference. I mean, you saw the other night. I mean, Clemson, one of the best teams in the country, not just in the ACC. Miami had a really nice run. They're a young team. I mean, you look at Florida State's going to be back up. Everybody talks about the SEC. I mean, there's a couple of good teams, but I think top to bottom, ACC is right there. I mean, every year. I mean, even Wake Forest and Boston College will come pay you a visit. So, yeah, I like that. I like that. That's a great choice, and it's given you an opportunity, obviously, to showcase your skills. Being on a defense sometimes Andrew Chatfield doesn't even let the tackles come to you. I mean, he gets them before. What's it like to play on a team like that? Because I know you, most teams, that linebacker's just waiting to just kill, but your defensive line is pretty darn good.
Yeah, we have weapons all over the field, so we really feed off each other's energy. When they make a play, I hype them up. When I make a play, they hype me up.
Yeah.
We're basically just feeding off of each other.
And the team speed. It's you won't see anybody break too many long gains. If they do, it's probably because they got a running start. Because you look at your defense, and with Tyson and Pat on the corners, and you got the kid Giles who'll knock you for a loop, yourself, you got Chatfield, you got Nesta on the tackle. I know I'm missing a couple of kids, but that's such an aggressive and fast defense, and that's important too.
It really is. It really is. Like, we have a pursuit of that our defensive coordinator does, and we run. That's what our team is made out of. That's why our defense is what it is, because we're so fast.
Yeah. No, I mean, I know it's now you've watched some film, obviously, on Baker County. Do they remind you anybody? What do they do well?
They run. They have a really good running back, and it kind of reminds me of a model we have in Abraham. And,
wow.
And their running game. So they have a pretty good running game on them, and they have some big
linemen
coming around.
Yeah. But their quarterback, you see, that was the difference with the Mockley. I thought their quarterback was really good. I mean, in fact, you faced two kids. You faced Scalzo the week before from Gibbons, and then this kid last week from Mockley, both very good. Do they have a quarterback like that?
Yeah, the quarterback is similar to that, but he's not as shifty as the quarterback from Mockley or Scalzo,
right,
who could scramble out of the pocket any second. But from watching film, he seems to fumble the ball around a lot, so we take advantage of that.
Good stuff. Calvin, I appreciate you taking the time. The best of luck. Do your rain dance to keep that rain away, because I'd like to see a really dry field. They say rain, but we're going to go up there, and we're going to have a great time and bring back 4 state championships. And congratulations, and we're looking for number 27.
That's the plan. That's
good
the
stuff. Plan. Thanks again. Calvin Hart Jr. from Plantation American Heritage. His team's going for 27 straight. 27 straight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.